The Abraham Accord, Harbinger of the Temple Mount Play, about to begin. Written and narrated by yours truly, Nicholas Arthur. Chapter 8, Going Forward in Faith. In Chapter 5, we reviewed the historicist interpretation of just the six vials. The futurist proponent would have you believe that these six vials, along with all of the other calamities divulged in the entire book of Revelation, are reserved for a 7 or 3.5 year period immediately before the return of Christ for his millennial reign. A mind filled with this misinformation would happily receive any proffered escape from such a prognosticated time of terror unlike any other. It is no wonder that so many have bought into the 7-year tribulation rapture deception. I was guilty of being one of those many. I accepted it all, hook, line, and sinker. But I hope that, like me, because you've read this far into this book and have verified these things by the Word of God and history, you have been disabused of that great delusion. The subject of the apocalypse, according to its inspired definition, is things which must shortly come to pass. The Revelation is not primarily a book of history or of doctrine, but a prophecy, history in advance. To this, its larger part is devoted. It treats of things which were future at the date of their revelation, and of things whose accomplishment was shortly to come to pass. Their chronological position did not lie in remote futurity. The time of their fulfillment was in the first century at hand. This idea of the speedy accomplishment of its predictions is again and again referred to throughout the prophecy, and appears at its close in the sentence, "The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done." The apocalypse is a revelation, not of remote events, in which the Christian church from apostolic days onward has had no practical interest, but of events which 1800 years ago were near at hand as to the commencement of their accomplishment. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelation 1:3. What a relief to know that even though there is no rapture escape, we may only suffer such times as all the saints of history were subject to. Some lived and died in relative peace. Some suffered deprivations, and others were tortured and martyred. Most of the prophecy in the book of the Revelation, including the six vials we reviewed in our chapter 6 here, have already been fulfilled in history. We are now near the end of the era immediately preceding the return of Christ for his millennial reign. There are a few major events yet to be accomplished. His return is only imminent following these closing events. 1. The establishment of an enforced universal Mark of the Beast financial system, which will likely be digital. 2. A subsequent inquisitional period to enforce that Mark financial system by the image of the beast, the United Nations. 3. The fall of Mystery Babylon, the destruction of the whore that rides the beast by the 10 horn powers of the same beast. Then Christ returns for the final battle. After this battle, the millennial reign of Christ will begin. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14:12-13. Now remember our lesson from chapter 4 on the New Testament temple. We are God's chosen people. People from every nation, all over the planet, make up this spiritual temple, or the kingdom of heaven on earth. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:10-13.